Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today, Facebook announced that it has identified a coordinated and inauthentic political influence campaign ahead of this November's midterm elections. The company removed at least 32 pages and accounts after an initial investigation into the matter. Details are spare, and it is not yet known if the so-called bad actors are linked to Russia, like they were in the run-up to the 2016 presidential election. Here to explain is our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Kurt Wagner is senior editor of social media for Recode. He joins us from San Francisco. And Kurt, first, just what exactly did Facebook say today?
Facebook came out and said, hey, this thing that we've all been worried about, that there might be some kind of coordinated effort to sway voters or spread, misinformation, is actually happening. And it is happening on a smaller scale than we saw during 2016. But as you mentioned, 32 accounts and pages are starting to either post things that are intended to elicit a reaction from voters. They're trying to orchestrate events, and they're even buying Facebook ads to promote this kind of stuff. So a lot of what we saw in 2016 is now happening in a smaller form, but on Facebook again ahead of the midterms.
And in 2016, it was the Russia-based Internet Research Agency that was behind the campaign. We still don't know who's behind this effort, though, right?
That is correct. Facebook was very careful to avoid putting the blame on any one group or any one nation. They said that they, did not feel comfortable yet with all of the evidence to come out publicly and say who was responsible. There were, however, some interesting ties to the IRA group that you mentioned. For example, there was an IRA account that was an admin for one of these pages. So there was kind of a link, if you will, but they didn't think that it was strong enough to officially put the blame on anyone right now.
The Homeland Security Secretary today is commending Facebook for the action that they're taking. How much of this is being done by Facebook versus by the government?
Facebook did say that they, received help from some outside groups. I think they mentioned receiving some tips or guidance from the Department of Justice. But really, I think, Facebook should get some credit here, because this is the kind of thing that they have been trying to prepare for since 2016. I think there's no doubt that they missed everything 2 years ago, and it's created a nightmare for them ever since. And so the fact that they identified this before the midterms, that they're bringing it public this early kind of in the process, I think is a good sign for them. And if, you're a voter who cares about this, I think it's a good sign for you as well.
You mentioned that some of these accounts were trying to organize actual real life events, protests. What more do we know about that?
So this is the reason Facebook says it's coming out with this information now, is it said that there is a protest planned for next week in Washington, D.C., and it is an anti-Unite the Right protest. So it's a protest against the Unite the Right group that we remember probably from Charlottesville, right, Virginia last year. And so Facebook said, hey, this thing is planned for August 10th, I believe, next week. And we don't think that it's being orchestrated by a group that's, genuine. And so we wanted to get this out right away to avoid, hopefully, some scenario where people actually show up in real life and, there's conflict or violence. Mm.
That's Kurt Wagner, senior editor of social media for Recode, on the breaking news from Facebook today. Kurt, thank you.
Thank you.